Tyre sent his servants to Solomon when he heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father. For Hiram had always been a friend of David. Then Solomon sent word to Hiram, saying, you know the day that my father was unable to build a house for the name of the Lord, his God, because of the wars which surrounded him, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has secured me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor misfortune. So behold, I intend to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. Just as the Lord spoke to David my father, saying, your son whom I will put on your throne in your place, he will build a house for my name. They cut cedars from Lebanon for me, and my servants will be with your servants. And I will give you wages for your servants in accordance with all that you say. For you yourself know that there is no one among us who knows how to cut timber like the Sidonians. When Hiram heard the word, message which you sent me, I will do everything you wish concerning cedar, juniper, timber. My servants will bring the timbers down from Lebanon to the sea, and I will have them made into rafts to go by sea, to the place where you direct me, and I will have them broken up there, and you will carry them away. Then you shall do what I wish by giving food to my household. So Hiram gave Solomon all that he wished of the cedar and juniper timber. Solomon then gave Hiram 20,000 cores of wheat as food for his household, and 20 cores of pure oil. This is what Solomon would give Hiram year by year. And the Lord gave wisdom to Solomon, just as he promised him. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon. And the two of them made a covenant. Now King Solomon conscripted forced laborers from all Israel. And the forced laborers numbered 30,000 men. Then he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month in shifts. They were in Lebanon for a month, 2 months at home. And Adoniram was in charge of the forced laborers. So Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders, and the Gibeonites cut the stones, and they prepared the timbers and the stones to build the house.